From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. defense chief says a U.S. warning to Syria is apparently working. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that the Syrian government appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not use chemical weapons. Mattis said it appears they took the warning seriously, referring to the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, saying it had not launched any new chemical attacks. U.S. military officials say there are indications of activity, however, at a Syrian airbase to back up an unusual White House public statement Monday night warning President al-Assad against launching another chemical weapons attack. Details from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
The White House is pushing back against assertions that some key U.S. officials were caught by surprise when Press Secretary Sean Spicer issued a written warning to Damascus that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his military will pay a heavy price if they conduct another chemical weapons attack.
I can tell you that leadership from the State Department, DOD, DNI, the CIA, as well as members of the administration within this building, were part of that process from the very beginning.
Damascus and Moscow are dismissing U.S. allegations that the Syrian military is poised to launch another chemical attack.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turkey's military is claiming its forces have destroyed Syrian Kurdish targets overnight in retaliation for artillery fire against Turkish-backed forces in northern Syria. A Turkish army statement said the clashes happened in the Afrin area. The Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, are a key part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic